Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. I'd like to introduce Jane from England, who takes LDN for Hashimoto's. Thank you for joining us today, Jane.
Okay.
So, could you tell us your story? When did you first notice there was something wrong with you?
I first started noticing that I wasn't feeling well. This was at the beginning of 2015. I was in my early 30s. And at the time, I was working as a legal advisor in a bank in London. Up until then, I'd never really had any health issues. My diet was okay, but I did eat a lot of dairy, lots of sugary cakes and gluten-containing foods. My favourites were pasta and pizza, the usual. At the same time, I had issues with my relationship. And in all honesty, I wasn't really happy with my job and there was a lot of pressure. So I started to suffer from insomnia. And I started to get allergic reactions to the makeup I was wearing, eyeshadow in particular, which was very odd. And then one day after a late night, I woke up and I was gasping for air. I couldn't breathe through my nose. And I couldn't believe what was happening to me. So I went to see my local GP and I told her that I wasn't feeling well at all and I couldn't breathe through my nose. And the GP ran some tests and said that everything was absolutely fine. And these tests were blood tests. But it wasn't fine. I was ill and I didn't know what was wrong with me. So I decided to pay to see a specialist in Harley Street. And he was a throat and nose and ear specialist. And after some tests, he was looking at my nose and inside. And he said, you know, there's absolutely no reason why I'm unable to breathe through my nose. And he just gave me a steroid nasal spray and said that I would need to use it on a daily basis for the rest of my life in order to breathe through my nose. And I couldn't believe that response. I was just utterly shocked. And I just thought to myself, well, if everything was fine, why was I feeling so ill? And why could I no longer breathe through my nose? I wanted to find the answer. And actually, I did a biology degree. So my scientific knowledge kicked in. I dwelled further into this issue. And just as a side note, to describe to you, I would wake up every morning with a swollen face, huge eye bags. I also started to react to random foods. For example, I would try a bit of sushi with some soy on it, and I would literally want to collapse. And in fact, any form of sugar, I couldn't eat any form of sugar at all. I would literally want to just die, basically. If I had a bag of crisps, for example, I would literally need to sleep it off for like 2 days. It was absolutely crazy. So that was very odd. So reacting to foods was a real red flag for me. So I started to do some research. And I was really struggling to find anyone with this issue, you know, suddenly unable to breathe through the nose. And then somehow I managed to stumbled upon a website which was set up by this woman in the US, and she talked about chronic nose congestion and how this was all down to an unhealthy diet, which meant an unhealthy gut, i.e. a leaky gut. So she said that she had cured herself by taking lots of different herbs and some enzymes and various herbs. And I then decided to change my diet, and I took her advice on board. I purchased these digestive enzymes to assist my gut, and some adaptogenic herbs, and it did help. My insomnia disappeared. I just highlight at this point that I'm still working. I'm going to the bank every day in the state where I've got brain fog. I'm not myself, and I'm just putting on a fake persona. Nobody really knew what was going on with me, but they could see visibly that I was ill. I had I used to take pride in my looks. I know it sounds vain, but as a young lady, you know, I used to always make sure that I had my makeup on point and my hair done. And here I was coming to work with sunglasses because I was so ashamed of what I looked like. I looked awful, absolutely awful. So anyway, I changed my diet. I started to take these herbs, and it was making me function. I relied on coffee to keep me going at work, and the steroid nasal spray every morning, every night, in order to breathe. But I was a shadow of myself. I just, I looked terrible. So after a period of 6 months with this new diet, this anti-candida diet, no sugar, no particular carbs, just sort of boring meat, veg. I couldn't even process any fruits, to be honest with you. It was just very much meat, veg. And the use of these herbs, I could suddenly start to breathe through my nose. This was a massive achievement for me. But again, when I could breathe through my nose, it wasn't like a full, deep breath through my nose. I could just feel like my sinuses were clogged up. And it was 60% better. There we go. But at least I didn't have to use the steroid spray anymore. So I was very happy about that. But I continued to have brain fog and pressure in the center of my head. And it really wasn't easy. So then I fast, if we fast forward to November 2016, I was self-medicating. I was taking 10 to 15 pills a day, consisting of random herbs and vitamins, just so I could function, really. I had no energy. I was so fatigued. It was unbelievable. My reactions to foods continued. People would look at me very oddly when we went out for after-work drinks or whatever, and I would just simply say, you know, I can't drink alcohol, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. And people would not get it, really. But I was too scared. I literally couldn't eat anything slightly interesting, you know, like cakes or whatever. But anyway, I continued to look terrible, and one morning I woke up and noticed that my thyroid was sticking out from my neck, and I immediately knew that there was something seriously wrong with my thyroid. So I decided to privately investigate, and I paid for a complete thyroid test analysis. And the results came back very quickly, and the doctor who reviewed them said that I was actually suffering from Hashimoto's, an autoimmune disease which attacks the thyroid. And my antibodies were high, thyroglobulin and thyroid peroxidase. My thyroid hormone output was considered in normal ranges. All this time, I had no idea it was my thyroid. Okay, so I was Googling away, trying to find instances where people were saying online that they had suffered from the same problem. And I stumbled upon a website that was set up by a lady in the US, which talked about chronic nose congestion and how this all stemmed from the fact that there was an issue with the diet and gut health. And she advised that in order to rectify the issue, I had to take probiotics, enzymes, digestive enzymes, and certain adaptogenic herbs, which she took, and she managed to heal herself. So I was utterly amazed, and I immediately took her advice on board and started to take all these pills on a daily basis. And after a 6 month period, I actually could breathe. And I couldn't believe it, although it wasn't 100% in terms of the improvement, but it was up to sort of 65, 70% mark. I actually breathed without the use of the steroid spray, and I was overjoyed. But I was still not feeling well at all. I still had brain fog. I still had pressure in the center of my head. And I had to force myself to go to work daily in the States, going into board meetings and trying to pretend that everything was fine, but it wasn't. And so then, fast forward to November 2016, I've continued to take these pills, but I still had no energy. It did make me go to work. It made me function, but I was not feeling well. And the reactions to certain foods continued. I looked awful. I really did. And then one morning, I woke up and I noticed that my thyroid was swollen and it was visibly sticking out of my neck. And I immediately knew that there was something wrong with it. So I decided to pay for a private test to check my thyroid. And the results came back, and the doctor who reviewed them said that I'm suffering from Hashimoto's, an autoimmune disease which attacks the thyroid. My antibodies were high, both thyroglobulin and thyroid peroxidase. However, my thyroid hormone levels were considered in normal ranges. And as soon as I heard those news, I collapsed. I couldn't believe it. I was very upset. But then, yeah, it sort of made sense because it runs in my family. My mum's got issues with her thyroid. My grandmother had issues with her thyroid. So, but anyhow, I then decided to check myself from top to bottom. I had enough. I wanted to make sure that everything was checked. So I did various other blood tests, which came back negative. And I even had an MRI due to this pressure in my head around the sinus area, and that came back negative. It was all fine aside from the thyroid. So then I then went upon I went to see the results that I got in 2015, which GP had requested to check my thyroid, and I found out that the antibodies weren't checked. It was just the hormone levels. And I was just so frustrated with that because if only they checked the thyroid completely, including the antibodies, then I would have had a diagnosis much earlier on. But I understand this is typical of the NHS when it comes to testing the thyroid. So anyway, I stopped taking these herbs and vitamins. I just wanted to heal my body naturally through a diet. I adopted the autoimmune protocol diet, which I heard worked for a lot of people. However, my body was just so used to these pills, I just suddenly started to decline mentally. My anxiety just went through the roof, and I basically lost it. I got the worst depression known to humanity, and I couldn't function. And eventually, my body broke down. And I was worried that I was going to get a heart attack. My heart rate was averaging 116 beats a minute. All day, every day, at night. I was given beta blockers to lower the heart rate. And I just want to say that I've never in my life had any mental issues or anything like that in terms of anxiety. I was really headstrong person, level-headed. When I heard about people suffering from anxiety, I used to wonder, oh, how does that work? Just go and get some therapy. But no, this was an internal reaction that I had no control over. And it taught me a lot. Now I've got great sympathy for people who suffer from this. It was awful, absolutely awful. My insomnia returned. I was a wreck. I basically quit my job and had to rely on my family's support. And nothing would lower the stress. I was then prescribed diazepam by the doctor, and I really didn't want to go down the antidepressant route. I just wanted to do it naturally, and even if I was going to get a heart attack, I just wanted my body to heal naturally. The diazepam didn't even help, to be honest with you. I took it for like 2 months and then stopped. I basically reached the end in my eyes. I was done. I told my family that it was over. I was probably going to die of a heart attack. And I wrote down my will. I just thought it was over. But my family just sort of supported me through this whole thing. And then my sister, she was a great support to me, and told me that, you know, this too shall pass. And I wanted to live, and I wanted to get better. So I put some posters around my room, positive ones, and with positive statements like, you can do this. And then I just started to read about Hashimoto's, and I stumbled upon a Facebook post regarding LDN, and I just thought, gosh, what is this? You know, people are saying that it's a drug called LDN, and it's helped lower antibodies in certain cases. It has actually cured Hashimoto's, and I was totally amazed. I was shocked. And then I purchased your book on LDN, and I couldn't believe your story. It was just completely amazing. And I sought assurance and positivity from your videos. I then started to watch your videos when you would interview individuals that suffered from various autoimmune diseases, including Hashimoto's, and they all said the same thing, that, you know, LDN helped in so many different ways, and you even cured depression and anxiety. And as I said, I watched these videos continuously, and it gave me hope. And until then, I had no hope whatsoever. So then I said to myself, right, I need to get LDN. I need to do this. There's just no way out. And then I contacted you because I wasn't sure where to get it from. And then you put me in touch with Clinic 158 and had the interview with the doctor from there. And he immediately prescribed me LDN. And I started to take it. Firstly, it was in liquid format, but it had quite a lot of sugar in it, which didn't bode well with me. So then I changed it to pill format. And over time, I went up all the way to 3 milligrams. And I stayed at this level. And as time went on, I started to feel better. It took a few months for me to get better and for the insomnia to disappear. However, I'd say within 6 to 7 months, I was enthusiastic about life. I was feeling happier and more level-headed. And over time, I could sleep, which was impossible for me. I could, you know, make conversation with people without running out of a room full of anxiety. I could just be normal. I could be myself. And this was shocking to me. And my vile depression and my anxiety had just completely disappeared. Mm-hmm. Over time, just completely disappeared. And I'd say it took a year to get to the point where I was ready to go back to work, because during this time I was healing, really, from the LDN. And but I'm just so thankful to LDN and thankful to you for raising awareness of it, because without that, I honestly don't think I would have survived my ordeal. Essentially, I had a breakdown. And it restored me from that. It restored my sleeping pattern. It was like a reset button. And I'd lost so much weight during my ordeal. It was 10 kilograms. I looked like a skeleton. due to the stress and the heart rate and everything. And now I've put weight back on, and I look more normal now. My hair is not shedding anymore, and I can function basically. And what I would say is that my thyroid is still swollen, but I'm working on healing my gut, and I've got to say probiotics have been absolutely key, and they've really helped. But it's going to take time. Obviously, it's taken years of me eating badly to get to the point where I've had to go through this, and now it's going to take a while for me to heal my gut. So I'm just ready to continue with that healing process, and just live my life, because I haven't been able to live my life really all this time. I've just been totally ruined by not knowing what was wrong with me. So in terms of my diet, it's now paleo based with lots of fermented foods. I juice every day. I try and keep healthy. I totally avoid sugar, dairy, gluten, alcohol I can't touch. So yeah, I'm trying my best now to heal.
Were you given any thyroid medication once you were diagnosed with Hashimoto's?
No, I wasn't, because according to the doctor, my thyroid levels were normal.
Okay, but the doctor that said that you had Hashimoto's, he didn't offer you any medication either?
No.
Okay, so it's just purely the LDN that you have always taken, nothing else?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
It's unbelievable what happened to me. I just hope that, you know, if there's anyone out there with the same issue, that they can take comfort in knowing that if you do ever have chronic nose congestion, there is a way of fixing it, and you have to try and heal the gut. And, you know, I was told to take the steroid spray for the rest of my life. I mean, just in order to breathe, it was shocking.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What would you say your quality of life is like now on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
I'd say it's 9.
Wow. And are you able to work and function?
Yes, I am. Yeah. In fact, I've just recently got a new job. It's a legal department, high-pressured role in an investment company. So I'm definitely able to work now, whilst before I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And at your lowest, I don't want to dwell on that, but on a score of 1 to 10, what would it have been when you were at your lowest?
It was 1. It was the worst for me. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your really amazing, inspirational story with us, and long may LDN continue improving your symptoms.
Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you. And thank you also for raising awareness regarding LDN. It really is so comforting to people who are at their wit's end and have no hope in terms of
Thank you. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.